The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there. IMPD Chief Chris Bailey, along with Mayor Hogsett, announcing that the Department of Justice, as well as something called the National Policing Institute, are going to conduct an independent review of all the officer-involved shootings within IMPD in 2023. The numbers that are involved here, 18 shootings. 14 of those took place in the last 5 months of the year.
Now, this is being done at the request of the city of Indianapolis. Now, the brass at the IMPD, they're playing ball. They're open to this. They're being transparent. But make no mistake, this is being done at the request of the city of Indianapolis.
Well, Mayor Hogsett said it's both the city and IMPD have requested it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the IMPD was really rushing to have the Department of Justice go through and look at every single thing they do and have a bunch of people that don't know anything about policing micromanage them.
They're looking to identify potential patterns and factors that led to the rise of officer-involved shootings. Oh, I don't know. I could give you maybe one. More bad guys with no regard for human life shooting at police officers? Could that be a potential pattern and a potential factor?
Damn it, Nigel, you just saved us a lot of time and money. Well done, sir. Put your name in that report. Have it on their desk by the morning.
I'm just saying. Whatever. Why don't they do an investigation of all the shootings that take place in Indianapolis in 2023?
We've already seen the prosecutor come out and act like he was upset at even the shootings that were done in self-defense. The justified shootings and the justified homicides just this year. We played the audio of Ryan Mears. His feelings were hurt because citizens were defending themselves against bad guys coming into their home, or women were shooting bad guys that were beating them, threatening their lives. And Channel 13 and the prosecutor Ryan Mears did this story about how we're supposed to feel bad that bad guys are being dealt with. In terms of, you know, fire coming back at him. That's what's going on here in Indianapolis. And I'm just wondering, will this report from the Department of Justice be as thorough as the one about the riots?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Remember when that came out? Some East Coast group broke down what happened in Indianapolis during the riots.
It was IMPD's fault, right?
They blamed IMPD for wearing riot gear to a riot.
It's not funny, but that's all I can do is laugh.
I mean, that was part of the report.
Absolutely.
IMPD raised tensions because they wore riot gear to a riot. That was in the report. And by the way, that report done by the East Coast Eggheads, they didn't talk to any business owners here in Indy. Over 100 businesses were damaged in some way, some completely. Two people died, there were fires, there was destruction, and over 100 businesses had damage in some way, and business owners weren't a part of that report.
Not only that, but then further down the line, a few weeks later, they boarded up their windows and thought there was going to be another riot, and the mayor and other people, left-wing opinion writers, said, it sends the wrong message to the rioters.
Right.
<Remember that?
laughs> If you don't laugh, you'll cry because all of this happened. All of this is true. So I'm just wondering, is this Department of Justice review of IMPD officer-related shootings going to be like the report that came in about the riots? Now, let's go back to March of 2021. For those who don't remember, we had the FOP president, Rick Snyder, on this program. I believe it was the first week of March 2021, the day that this report came out criticizing IMPD, blaming them for the riots.
The facts don't support the report.
Listen, everybody in Indianapolis knows what this was all about. This is simply politicians covering their backsides for their failures. It was on full display during the events in May of last year. And it wasn't our police that failed our city. It was our politicians. And everybody knows it. It's the political leadership that abdicated their responsibilities. They required our police officers to take a compromised posture that then allowed the events to really devolve into the situations that we had, where we had over 100 businesses damaged or destroyed, 4 people shot, 2 of which lost their lives. We have a report that was generated by the very person in which a lot of questions were being asked to, and rightfully so. It's the executive of our entire city. You also saw that we were told to give them plenty of space and back off, and then actually told to leave the circle. And then we were resigned to the fact of having to follow the groups around that kept evolving and becoming further emboldened, damaging property. This was after they had assaulted police officers, thrown the frozen bottles on them, and all those things. Guys, within 15 minutes, it's in the transcripts, within 15 minutes of the quote-unquote peaceful protest beginning, it was documented that there were already visible sticks, shields, the bottles, and other concerns within the crowd. Any actions that officers were taking were simply focused on the people who were attempting to assault the officers.
And the reason we play you that soundbite is we want you to understand what happens when outside groups start doing reports on what happens in your city. More often than not, it's total crap. So just keep that in mind.